Despite its name, the entrance to Picture Canyon is hardly picturesque. To get there, you drive past the Home Depot on Flagstaff's east side and onto a dirt road. Park your car between the sewage treatment plant and a natural gas pumping station, and then start walking into the ponderosa pine forest beyond. The snow crunching underfoot takes Don Weaver back to the late 1970s. That's when he first started documenting the petroglyphs amidst the rocks of Picture Canyon. At the time, Weaver was an archaeologist with the Museum of Northern Arizona, and he says winter was the only time he dared come here.
Because the smell wasn't so bad. I mean, even in the wintertime, it was still pretty bad. But in summertime, it would knock you over.
Back then, the city sewage treatment plant just south of here pumped foul-smelling effluent into a ditch that ran along the Rio de Flag and through the steep canyon. But it didn't just smell bad. Locals used the canyon as a dump for oil drums, refrigerators, even old cars. Weaver points to a plunge pool at the base of the canyon's waterfall.
They were right over there in the deepest part, because they just came and they just pushed them off the cliff, and they were down in the water.
Still, Weaver knew the value of this place. It's the first archaeological site Harold and Mary Colton worked on in the West. It convinced them to move to Flagstaff and start the Museum of Northern Arizona in 1928. They used the rock drawings they found here as the basis for identifying the prehistoric people they called Sinagua.
When the Coltons were doing this, there were only two prehistoric cultures that were designated in the southwestern United States, the Anasazi and the Mogollon. And so the designation of the Sinagua was adding a new culture.
The canyon is one of the most important collections of prehistoric rock art in northern Arizona. It's also one of the only natural tanks or year-round sources of water in the area. So it's a lifeline for elk, migrating birds, and other wildlife. Despite all that, it had largely been abandoned since the Coltons' time. To make matters worse, many of their photographs had been lost. So Weaver braved the stench and began documenting what he found.
Very nice panel here. So you got a sun symbol down here. And this thing looks like it might be a water bird.
The drawings are believed to be the remnants of Flagstaff's first inhabitants. Most date back around 1,000 years. Some are thousands of years older. Weaver says there's been 3 or 4 attempts to save Picture Canyon over the years. The latest looks like it might just succeed. The effort took off in 2005. That's when David McGee, a curious employee from the sewage treatment plant, took a run through the canyon. He got inspired and organized a volunteer Make a Difference Day.
It was 72 people plus an alpaca, and I have to bring up the alpaca because the alpaca literally pulled an engine block out of the canyon. The owners, they're out from Donia Park, they rigged it up to rope, and that alpaca pulled an engine block out.
They filled a 40-foot-long dumpster that day. Workers from the sewage treatment center and nearby El Paso Natural Gas Pumping Station used cranes to pull up 7 cars and 22 tons of concrete. The volunteer effort grew into something called the Picture Canyon Core Group. Trash gone, the group got to work restoring the canyon's environment. Today, McKee points out the deep water wetlands and the native plants where noxious weeds once flourished.
This is a coyote willow, and these stems were cut from other parts of Rio de Flag, and all this is growth within the last year.
The Rio de Flag has been restored to its natural meander, and the city of Flagstaff has dramatically improved the quality of water the treatment plant releases. Supporters fear all the improvements have made the area more attractive to developers. Steve Drumright sits on Flagstaff's Open Space Committee.
As Flagstaff grows and we run out of land, people are going to want to build out there because it's flat ground. And you essentially will have a small river running through your project, so that will make it very desirable.
The canyon and surrounding ponderosa pine forest belong to the state land department. By law, they have to sell it to the highest bidder to raise money for Arizona's universities. Flagstaff hopes to buy Picture Canyon with the $3 million remaining in its open space fund, along with a matching state grant. It's the last step towards permanently protecting the area. The plan is to turn the land into a conservation park and connect it with the city's urban trail system. If things go as planned, the city could own the land by the end of this year. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Claudine LaMonaco.